If you want to keep your car in pristine condition, it's not enough just to focus on those things that you shouldn't do. It's not enough to say, don't run it off a cliff, don't run it out of gas, don't smoke inside. Those are all important things, no doubt. But to keep it nice, you can't forget what you must do. Do have it serviced. Do keep it clean. Do change the oil if you want it to last. Well, taking care of our bodies requires a similar approach. What makes the celebration of Easter so special is the resurrection of the body. The soul never dies, so it doesn't need to be resurrected. It is the body, however, which definitely does die and is therefore the subject of the resurrection. You know, that's why the church focuses so greatly on respect for our bodies. Because it is our bodies that will rise again. When Jesus appears to the disciples today, he says, "Look at my flesh and bones. My body is how you know that I'm risen." But just like taking care of our car is more than a list of don'ts, respecting our bodies is not just a message of what we shouldn't do, even though sometimes that's all the church gets credit for. And this is where people sometimes see no difference between abstinence and chastity when it comes to taking care of our bodies. You know, just like taking care of your car is not so much about what you don't do as about what you do, chastity is not so much a no as it is a yes. Abstinence is defined by what you're not doing, not having sex. Chastity is defined by what you are doing, what you are doing to live according to God's plan for your sexuality. Whether you're single or married, separated or widowed. Is abstinence from sex before marriage part of the church's teaching? Sure, you bet it is. Is it part of the church's teaching on chastity? Of course. But the message of chastity is so much more than that. Far from being a negative concept, chastity is about finding and living real love, one that is a permanent self-gift. You know, we talk about wanting our cars to last. It's our bodies that will be reunited at the resurrection to be with God forever. A fantastic website to have so much insight into this is chastityproject.com. It was a joint group of Jason and Kristalina Evert and Sarah Swofford, who's from Kansas, Matt Frad and Chris Stefanik, others coming together to help understand that great yes that is chastity, chastityproject.com. Because at first hearing the church's teaching, it may sound to some like chastity takes away our freedom. But on the contrary, what takes away our freedom is when we are slaves to our passions, when we're dominated by our passions. And the media preys on that. And I don't mean praise. The media preys on that. A magazine in the checkout line, some reality show, or a pornographic website. Do you really think they're looking for someone who has the freedom to choose this or this? No, they're looking for someone who's trapped. The Catechism says it well. It says the alternative is clear. Either man governs his passions and finds peace, or lets himself be dominated by them and becomes unhappy. Well, I've got news for all of you. We are God's children now. Not my words, those are St. John's. We are no longer children of this world, and we don't have to settle for the imitations of love that it sometimes offers. Chastity is about recognizing that your body is a gift. So much so that God wants it to rise again.